From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Alyssa Block. Americans have apparently been cutting the cable. Subscriptions to pay TV services dropped in the second quarter of this year. It is the first time that's ever happened. But industry watchers have been predicting this day might come. There's an awful lot of video now available for free on the web. And NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports that's not the only reason for the decline.
Ever feel like you're paying for channels you don't use? I pay for dozens of cable channels I never watch. I also subscribe to Netflix, but often don't actually watch as many movies as I pay for. Jim Wilcox of Consumer Reports says I'm like a lot of people right now.
Everywhere you turn, there's a subscription for this. So if you wanted satellite radio, you pay that subscription. You know, you're paying your broadband. You know, people are starting to get subscriptioned out.
Andre Reynolds is subscriptioned out. He lives in Detroit. Reynolds pays monthly for satellite TV, internet, and cell phone service. He's done the math and says it's too much. He's thinking about ending his satellite subscription.
It's coming to the point where I need to make a decision because my contract is up and I don't want to renew.
And he's found several websites where he can watch TV for free. So he thinks he's almost ready to cut the cord.
The only thing that really is holding me up from making that decision is to do it easily. I'm so used to just cutting on the television and just taking the remote control and turning to the channels that I look at that I want to find something that easy.
Reynolds says he and his wife are big fans of shows on HGTV, and once he found out that he could stream them from Hulu Plus, he got even closer to making the move. For $9.99, subscribers to Hulu Plus can stream full episodes of TV shows, current and back seasons.
I can live with $10.
$10 is a lot less than the $72 he's been paying for satellite TV. And the analysts at the research firm SNL Kagan think the economy is responsible for this first-time drop in TV subscriptions. Analyst Miriam Rondelli says it's likely that people can't afford pricey home entertainment right now.
Unemployment rate is stubbornly high, so we think that more and more people are looking at those multi-channel packages as more like luxury items.
Rondelli says people losing their homes also played a role.
There are a lot of foreclosures. It's, although we don't have a very good grab as to where these people are going, but very likely some of them are moving back with the family members.
Another factor, says Rondelli, was that last year, when TV stations converted to digital, cable and satellite companies used the opportunity to offer big promotional discounts. So they saw a spike in the number of potential customers, but they didn't stick around.
And they signed them on with very aggressive introductory packages. And I think what they're finding now, as some of them have admitted, that some of these households are converting back to over-the-air.
In other words, once they had to pay full price, they were gone. This first-time drop in subscription TV was small, and Rondelli does not believe the losses will continue. But there will probably be more people like Andre Reynolds, who's trying to get the TV shows he wants for free, or at least for a lot less than what he's paying now for satellite.
I think I can live without a remote control and pass it up for a mouse.
Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.